Deanna Spingola. I'm coming to you from the suburbs of Chicago, where it's very nice and sunny. Thanks for joining me today on RBN for People Who Can Handle the Truth. RBN's website is republicbroadcasting.org. To see the guest lineup and relevant links for this program, please visit spingola.com. Click on the radio schedule button, then the appropriate month. Follow some of the interesting links, usually associated with or at least somewhat compatible with the ideas of the guests for that day. During the program, email your questions or comments to spingola1@yahoo.com. Join others in the chat room by clicking on the chat room button on my website or by going to spingola.chatango.com. We will take calls in the second hour after we open the phone lines at 800-313-9443. My guest today is Wayne from Canada. His website is justiceforgermans.wordpress.com. Again, that website is justiceforgermans.wordpress.com, and it's the numeral 4. Justice for Germans. He is the editor, translator, and producer of the film Hitler's War, What the Historians Neglect to Mention. And he has a brand new movie. It's so brand new that probably no one has, maybe a few people have seen it, but it is called Hitler's Shadow in the Service of the Führer. And this is just a beta release, and he just finished it, literally just finished it. Do we have Wayne ready? We don't? Okay. So we don't have him quite ready. He's not hearing the audio, so maybe there's something wrong with his Skype setup, his microphone or something. So we will get that resolved. Anyway, this movie is very, very good. It's an hour and 1 minute long. Wayne, good morning.
Well, a very good morning to you, Deanna.
And did you get any sleep?
Very little. Basically just a nap.
You emailed me this morning at 6:15.
At your time, yeah.
And you said you had just completed the movie.
Well, I did. I got it done last night. Yeah, and but it all takes so much time with processing it and everything, and then getting it uploaded, and then it had to get processed there again at YouTube as well. And it took a much longer than I thought it was going to. So but we got it done.
Oh, bless your heart. Well, I am so glad that you did. It's just. Just the opening is just rather breathtaking. It's just wonderful. I mean, it just really grabs you immediately. It just grabs your attention right away.
And thank you.
I think it's probably even better than your first movie. And you did have some glitches. You had some problems in getting this done. You lost some of your work. Mm-hmm. But what happened?
Well, a lot of things. It was just really funny because it's been quite a while since I've done anything like this, and the last time was the movie Hitler's War, What the Historians Neglect to Mention, and I had numerous audio problems with that too. And I said after that I'm going to go out and get a new microphone headset. And one that's a better quality and so on. So I did do that.
All right.
Got to hear the break there.
All right. We will pick this up on the other side of the break. Be right back.
Time to relax and unwind. What better way to do so than with Santa Barbara Bells? For over 25 years, our wind chimes have been helping people to relax and enjoy life. Turn your home environment into a pleasurable experience. From the small overture chime to the large super bass, you will find just the right chime to enjoy. All wood, strings, and cordage are protected for long life, and all parts are rust-proof. You have 10 sizes to choose from. To see and hear more of the chimes, go to santabarbarabells.com or call us at 805-733-1513. Santa Barbara Bells is currently having a springtime sale. Come to the website and save up to 50% on all of our chimes. SantaBarbaraBells.com.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
Website is justiceforgermans.wordpress.com. Again, justiceforgermans.wordpress.com. And Wayne, you were talking about your brand new movie, your brand new video called Hitler's Shadow in the Service of the Führer. And
yes.
You were telling us that you just got new equipment, so tell us.
Yeah, after the last time. Yeah, I mean, until somebody's actually done this type of work, they don't really know how much work it is and what's really involved and all the technical things that can go wrong. And, it was horrendous for me to do that the first time, a full feature movie like that. And, so I had a lot of audio issues with that one. I was never pleased with the end result. And, it actually ended up getting released, to the general public without my knowing about it. I had just only put it out there for a few people and somebody ended up sharing the link, I guess, and people started uploading it to YouTube and it kind of got out there before I was really satisfied with the product myself. But the sound quality I mainly didn't like, so I'd bought this, this pretty high end, you know, USB headset the last time around. And I thought this would probably do the trick. And, so that was almost 2 years ago, or a year and a half ago, I guess. And I've hardly used that thing at all. The only time I've used it really is when I've been on the radio program with you. And so I went to use that, when I started on doing the audio work for this after finishing the translation and everything of this new film.
Right. And, you had to translate it. It was in German. It was in German.
Right.
So you translated it, and then you wrote a script, and then you gathered together all of the footage. The amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, what happened was once I started recording, I started having the mic was cutting out on me quite often. and it was starting to lock up my computer at times. And then other times I was getting this bad buzz in the background all the time on my recordings. And my attempts to filter it out were not helping or weren't very successful.
Did we lose you? Speaking of interruptions and that kind of thing.
Whoops, sorry. I accidentally hit the mute button on this. Oh. My part.
I mean, you were just talking about your audio problems.
Yeah.
That was just a demonstration, right? Just to show us what's happening.
Sorry. I just leaned over. I forgot this one here has a mute button on the cord. I forgot about that, and I just leaned over, and I must have hit it when I did that. Sorry about that.
But anyway, so
I don't know how far we got there or what you heard of that. But anyways, the short story is that the other mic just wasn't doing the trick. I was getting noise, and then finally the thing quit altogether on me. So I had to go back to using my old analog mic. And I went through the whole script, recorded it all again, and the sound was just not up to scratch. And the more I did some filtering to get rid of the noise and so on. Are you hearing me now? Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. All right. But the more I tried to filter things out, the worse it seemed to get, and I was just beside myself. And I thought, no, I'm not going to put this out the way it is. I was like, I wanted to have it out on the 14th last week on the 14th. And I was just, no, I said, no, this is not going out. I want this to be top quality. I want people to really be inspired to watch this and to listen to what this gentleman, has to say. And that is, Carl Wilhelm Krause. And
we are talking about a 32 page script. I mean, it's just amazing. Just amazing.
Yeah. So I had to scramble and try, and I'm on, very low income and a little short budget here. So I had to scramble to try and find a good deal on the best mic I could get. And, I wanted to have a professional, quality microphone, a broadcast quality microphone. And, so I had to do some deal hunting and so on last week. And then finally I got what I wanted. And, wow. It is a Blue Yeti.
Okay. I've never heard of that.
Yeah. They're awesome. They're top notch. Yeah. And, so the difference was just immediately like, oh my goodness, so much better. And you really hear it now in the video when you watch it. Hardly any noise whatsoever. Although it's always the thing with doing audio work. Like it's you still have to do a lot of the things that people don't know. Like when you watch that, you don't notice what has been done. You only notice if something has not been done. And in this case, like when you're listening to the audio portion of this movie, you will never hear me take a breath at any time. Okay, there's a reason for that. And that is because I have to go through every line, every sentence, everywhere where I take a breath, take a pause, I edit that out.
Okay? Oh my gosh.
I do the same thing with the gentleman who I'm speaking for. His audio was terrible, absolutely terrible from the original. It was recorded on VHS tape and it was bad overdriving audio with a bad hiss in it. And then you could also hear every breath he took and so on. And, so I had to filter all of that out. I had to go through every line and sentence that he spoke, filter all that out, edit out all that, then take his volume down so that I could record my voice over top of it. But you still hear enough of him to understand a little bit of what he's saying. And you can see that I'm actually saying what he's saying, but in English, right?
You know, it's amazing that I've done just very, very minute amount of editing. And I just it takes so long because you have to stop the audio right at the exact moment and then just I don't know what I'm doing too. So that makes all the difference.
Right, and unless you've done it, it's hard to imagine. But see, it's not when I say I'm doing audio work, it's actually visual, because I'm looking at a spectrum graph of my voice, right. And I'm looking at all the peaks and so on in the audio, and looking for any flaws in there, as well as I'm having to. This was a real challenge because this video is only the conversation itself was only just over 50 minutes, 52 minutes, I believe. And the gentleman who was speaking in this interview, at times he was speaking pretty slowly with a lot of pauses, and other times he was just rapid fire. And I had to, I had to keep pace as I was narrating that, try and keep pace with him in terms of what I'm saying. As well as, only using as many words as he was using. Otherwise, it doesn't fit into the video segment.
My goodness.
Yeah. So, and then also to try and keep up with his emotion level as he was talking. Right. And so then once I've got the recording, to take out the mistakes that I've made, as well as take out, enough space in between words so that it ends up being the same length in terms of what's being said, So it was a very arduous process. Oh my goodness. I started this a little over a month ago, I guess about 5 weeks ago, and it's really been 2 months' work crammed into a month.
Right.
Yeah, working pretty much night and day on it.
And most people don't have to go through the translation process. When they're doing a video, they just create a video. But translating it and then moderating your voice to fit the German speaker.
Right.
What an amazing process.
Yeah, it was a challenge on so many levels. The translation was difficult. And I guess we should also, for those who are listening today and hearing this conversation and have not had a chance to see it, the video is about a gentleman by the name of Karl Wilhelm Krause, and he was Hitler's personal valet and bodyguard from 1934 to 1939. And he spent 5 full years, night and day, basically, with Adolf Hitler. And Adolf Hitler called him his shadow.
Oh. Now, who was he in comparison to Heinz Linge?
Okay, Linge came afterwards.
Okay.
Yeah. He actually trained Linge. He started off, he was the only one at first, and then afterwards came a guy by the name of Linge, and the other one is Herr Meyer. He trained both of them to help out because he was just so overwhelmed with everything that he had to do. But in 1939, he had a falling out with Hitler, and that he talks about this in the video. He was basically dismissed, and he went off then to go to war, and fought in the battles for Narvik, and that's when I think Herr Linge then became the chief valet at that point in time.
Okay. Yeah. Now, what was the falling out about? Apparently, he never really he didn't have any bad feelings towards Hitler. Tell us about that.
None. And that's the amazing thing. I have to realize that. Okay, what really blew me away about this whole thing was, I'd never heard of this gentleman. I've seen his pictures before, but I had no idea who he was, if he was alive. We got the music coming. Break. Okay, we'll pick it up on the other side.
We are going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Right now, food is everywhere. If you want it, you can buy it. For now. When the coming crisis occurs, how will you feed your family? Will healthy nutrition be available? The answer is probably no. Jeff Lawton will show you how to survive the coming crisis in an abundant way with permaculture. Jeff Lawton is a permaculture designer, teacher, and consultant who has shown people like you, people in 35 countries around the world, people who want to know what they can do to survive the crisis that they see approaching. There is an absolutely free video online that will help you discover how to survive by giving you step-by-step instructions in establishing food forests that will help you become survival competent. Log on to jefflawton.org right now. This free video will only be available for a limited time. That's jefflawton.org. G-E-O-F-F-L-A-W-T-O-N.org. Survival is not optional. Visit jefflawton.org today. Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll-free at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Wayne from Canada. His website is justiceforgermans.wordpress.com, and you may see his new movie there, and that movie is entitled Hitler's Shadow in the Service of the Führer. And will people be able to order this on a hard disk? There are several people that would like to do that.
Absolutely, that's my plan. I want to make a DVD out of it, and this is also why I say this is the beta release, because it's just the basic story. I do have some other material that's related to that that I'd like to include to round it out to a 90-minute, documentary. And I'm getting to the point now where I've got a few of the things here together too that I'm going to be able to, start putting out some DVDs. I'm not selling anything, but for those people who, do donate to what I'm doing, that I can, offer up some DVDs to them. Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. Perfect. But anyways, to try and pick up where I was at there. It was just after the start of the war with Poland in, 1939, September 39, Hitler, went to visit the troops at the front lines in Poland. And he was with him, of course. Krause was with him. He went with him everywhere and anywhere. And when they got there, the official reason given was this, that Hitler had this one particular type of mineral water that he drank, bottled water. And I guess they were hesitant to drink any of the water there, spring water, because they thought, it could be poisoned or contaminated. and so on. So he insisted that, you know, he wanted his normal drinking water, and he only, and there was one particular brand. I am not going to say the word because I had to actually cover that up a bit, how that word is pronounced in German. I didn't say it in the video. I just said mineral water generally.
Oh, now you have everyone's curiosity aroused.
Because it sounds dirty in English if I say it. Okay. But anyway, so Hitler didn't have that drinking water at lunchtime, and Herr Krause, they say he lied about it, and that he gave him a different type of water, and that's what made Hitler mad, and that he dismissed him and sent him back to Berlin. And but he explains, though, in the video, he knows the real reason why Hitler was mad, that it had really nothing to do with that. And the reason was that, as I said, he was also responsible for Hitler's security, and he had assembled a contingent, a troop of 25 SS men from Hitler's personal SS unit, and sent 25 men and sent them to Poland in advance of his arrival to kind of secure the area before he got there. And they were ambushed and killed. And they were found in a fruit grove, all dead and mutilated. And
who kills them?
The Poles.
Any particular group? Partisan?
I don't know. I don't really know all the details of that. He didn't go into it. But obviously it was somebody on the Polish side.
Okay.
And it was a very gruesome discovery that they made. And so obviously Hitler was furious about that. And this is what he suspects was, you know, the real reason why. And the water was just a side issue. There was nothing really. So he was dismissed at that point and sent back to Berlin. And he was in limbo there for several months. And he finally was able to get permission from Hitler to go back to the Navy, which is where he had originally come from. And he went off to fight at in some of the sea battles at Narvik, as well as on land there, I believe. And then later he returned to Hitler's service in the 40s, and then and served on land in two different armed units on land on the Eastern Front. Yeah. So this man went through a lot. Really unbelievable story. And when you think about it, I mean, how many of those people who had anything to do with Hitler survived the war to begin with, and then also, you know, survived Nuremberg, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Now, you said that Hitler was furious. And of course, we've all been brainwashed to think that he was furious about everything that happened in his life, because the only movies that we've previously been able to watch have been the ones that are put out by a certain media group.
Exactly, exactly.
So, as soon as you said furious, you just automatically think, well, when wasn't he furious?
Well, exactly, and this is the whole thing, and it's sad actually that we started to talk about that incident first, because When you watch the very beginning, you know, he talks about, you know, the daily life that, you know, of Adolf Hitler and how he really was. Total opposite of how he has been portrayed. You know, everybody thinks of this guy must have just been in a permanent bad mood, yelling, screaming, running around, you know, and anybody gets in his way, kill him, you know, throw him in jail, whatever. Not like that whatsoever, according to what this man said, who is his eyewitness. This is an eyewitness to Hitler. And that's almost what I called I almost used that as the title for the movie. Because that's what he was, for 5 years.
Amazing.
Yeah.
All righty, we are going to a quick 3-minute break. We will be right back after a word from our sponsor with Wayne from Canada.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
An effective, 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. HeartAndBody.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Wayne from Canada. His website is justiceforgermans.wordpress.com. Now, our listeners have friends and family who believe the official version of the war and the typical propaganda about Hitler. This video is a great follow-up for your first video and would allow open-minded people to alter their perceptions. But what if you were just talking with a skeptic? What are the first things that you would say about Hitler based on what you learned from this video and what you put together in this video? What would you tell them about Hitler?
He was a very down-to-earth, average man. Very easygoing. The people who were around him, people who worked for him, they didn't have to call him Herr Hitler or, you know, Herr Führer, or, you know, they didn't have to do all of that stuff. They called him the boss. That's all they called him. He's the boss. Well, how's the boss? Hey, boss, how's it going? That's how they, you know, except when there were guests present, right, and dignitaries and so on. Then Hitler was insistent upon etiquette at that point. But so long as he was just, you know, amongst those people, his inner circle, and people that were, you know, working for him and around him, he was very informal, very easygoing, according to what Mr. Krause here says. He was, and very kind, loving kind of man. He was very, he gives several examples in there of how generous Hitler was. He was not, you know, a cheapskate. there was several instances where he related, and this is one of my favorite parts in the movie is where he talks about a night. I don't know if it was exactly Christmas Eve but it was very close to Christmas at least, and they were in Munich at the time, and how they had just finished wrapping up gifts for some of Hitler's closest friends and associates, and once they had done that, Hitler all of a sudden surprised him. He said, "Call us a taxi." And he was like, "What?" He says, "Yeah, just get us a taxi." And he was like, besides, like, "What's going on?" Because Hitler had his own, you know, chauffeur car and chauffeurs and things like that. And he said, "Nope, just send him home. Tell him go enjoy Christmas. You and me are going out." And they got into, he called a taxi, and like, he didn't know what to think, but he got a taxi and they took off in the backseat of a taxi, him and Hitler together going through Munich, and he just wanted to go out and see the sights again. And, in the middle of winter. then they got the taxi driver to drive them around different places, and then he stopped and he said, "Here's 50 marks, keep the change." The gentleman, Herr Krause, thought, you know, well, there should be lots of change coming back. And he said, "No, just let him keep it." And then they took off from there on foot, through Munich on foot. And nobody knew where they were. And here he was alone with Hitler in the middle of the night on the streets in Munich. And it was just a really interesting story to hear. And there was also the instance where the so-called annexation of Austria and how that came about. He said it was totally spontaneous. They had, you know, there was no big plan to go down there and take over Austria, and it was definitely without, there was no force whatsoever. And he said it came about so spontaneously. When they crossed the border and the word just spread rapidly that they were coming, and the crowds just started appearing out of nowhere, welcoming him. And he said he just couldn't believe the reception of the Austrians. They were just cheering and screaming that he was there. I mean, he was like a rock star, you know? And
this wasn't like the film footage that we saw of the Americans going into Iraq and pulling down the statue of...
heck no.
It wasn't staged, right?
Right. And actually, all of
those,
this is what I...
those big crowds, those were really big crowds of Austrians.
Right. And actually, the intro, I created this intro because the actual video that I took this from was very bare bones. There was no intro to it whatsoever. And so I created all of that. I wanted to you know, build a nice build up to the conversation that you're going to hear. And the footage that I used at the beginning, which was also in the trailer that I put out a few weeks ago, that footage that you see at the very start, that's actually from that trip down to Austria that day with all those people in the streets cheering and waving their flags and so on. That was in Austria.
Amazing.
Yeah. And he talks about how that day, I mean, he said he was overwhelmed by it. Like he was supposed to be responsible for Hitler's security on that day. He says, he was just so stunned by this reception and by the noise, that he didn't even really pay attention to Hitler at all. He was just looking into the crowd because he'd never experienced anything like that in his life anywhere. It was just totally unheard of.
Regarding the security, Hitler really did not have a bunch of armed guards around him, like we see with our current politicians.
Oh gosh, no! And this is the thing he pointed out numerous times in this conversation. He says Hitler had no fear. You know, he said it would have been so easy if anybody had wanted to assassinate him; they could have done it with ease, because. You know, he was not in hiding anywhere, you know. And when they were in let me just finish off for a second here with Austria. I'll come back to that in a second. But on that day, they decided to stay there that day. They rented an entire hotel. You know, I mean, that's not obvious, you know, obviously a skyscraper motel or something or a hotel, but, you know, a few floors. And they decided they're going to rent the whole place and stay there. And then they had a big huge dinner and everything, and at the end you know, he and the other guy were supposed to pay for it all, And the bill came, and the other fellow here, his name was Bruckner, he said to Hitler, he says, "Oh, this is way too much. You know, they're overcharging us or something." And Hitler just looked at him and said, "You know what? Maybe these people have got some debts too. Just pay it." You know, he was always generous like that throughout. He gave like 3 or 4 different examples like that. So anyways, with regard to, he was fearless. He spoke about when they were at Berghof in Bavaria at the his digs there in southern Bavaria, how they would go out for walks when they were down there. They would just walk down into the village, just him and Hitler together, or maybe one or two other people. And he didn't really care. Obviously he didn't want to attract crowds. He wanted to be able to go out and just go for a cup of coffee. So he would try and disguise himself a little bit, I suppose. The more people he brought with him, then it became obvious, right, that he was there. So he would a lot of times go out with just with Krause and one or two other people. And they would just go down into the villages and go for coffee,
Mm-hmm.
And he just wanted to be amongst the people, also when he went to Poland, come on, he went to the front lines. He was not more, Krause said they were not more than 100 meters, which is about 100 yards away from the front line in Poland. And Hitler was walking out there on the front lines, inspecting the graves of some of the fallen soldiers.
And why do you think that it's because of his World War I experience that he had great empathy for the soldiers on the front line? And he was badly injured in World War I.
Yes.
So he knew about the dangers, and yet he abandoned those dangers in order to add to the morale of the people that he was expecting to fight for Germany.
Yes. He talks about this as well, and he explained that later on in the film as well. He said, yeah, you have to understand that Hitler was a messenger back in those days. They didn't have two-way radios during World War I. They didn't have, a lot of things that they have, that they even had in World War II. It was pretty primitive in terms of communications, I guess, and so he volunteered to do that job, and it was the most dangerous job there was, of running over across the front lines to take information back to the commanding people or to bring in information from their commanders, I guess, and through a hail of bullets. And he said, in those situations, and Krause notes, because he was a soldier himself, he was a Marine basically, and he'd been there. So he says in those situations, you just lose your sense of fear after a while. And so Hitler was decorated several times for his bravery,
Right.
Yeah.
Well, yes, he got two awards that usually an enlisted man would never receive. And yet
right.
He got two of them that were high. He was highly decorated. Now, there was an assassination attempt on him.
Much later.
It was an assassination attempt by people who were very close to him.
Right. Yeah. Never from the people. The average citizens, they loved him, loved and adored him, because he was one of them. And I was trying to, listening to this gentleman talk, the one thing that struck me about him and Hitler, I was wondering, like, why did Hitler choose him as opposed to the others? He doesn't really say, so I'm left to kind of infer what happened there. But I think Hitler liked him because he saw something in him that he himself was, an average guy, a patriotic German citizen, Krause had joined the military. I mean, well before Hitler came to power, he joined the Navy. Long before World War II, and he was just a patriotic German, and joined the Navy, became a Marine, and wanted to, you know, serve his country. And I think he had some of the same characteristics as Hitler did himself. I think that's why. Although Hitler would have been about, I think, twice his age. Krause would have been in his early 20s at the time, and Hitler in his early 40s, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
When I compare his actions in going to the front in Poland and the actions of, say, Douglas MacArthur in the Philippines, when mm-hmm. he basically abandoned the troops and just got out of there with all of the gold. Most people don't know that story, but I'm going to talk about that in my upcoming book. There is such a difference. And can you imagine Obama at the front lines dodging bullets just to have the troops be lift the morale of the troops?
I mean, Not a chance.
No, he would be playing golf in Florida or somewhere.
Well, and the same goes for
guys.
Well, look at George W. Bush Jr. You know, I mean, where was he during Vietnam?
Indeed.
You know, yeah. Or Bill Clinton, where was he?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Right.
Sure. These guys are they're all you know Rhodes scholars and. Rich boy's sons, you know, fortunate sons, out playing yeah. golf or going on holidays, far off places. Yeah. So,
indeed.
You know, Hitler was one of them. He was the embodiment of the people. That's why they loved him. You know, he represented them and their will and nothing more. And this is what Krause also said. You know, what he did, what he built, he did for them, never for himself. Nothing
right.
was for himself.
And it's very interesting, in all of the video that we've ever seen, including your videos, you see these huge crowds. I'm not talking about just small crowds, 2 to 3 feet or 2 to 3 people deep. We're talking major crowds of people.
Yes.
And him riding in an open car, and these people just, you can tell that they love him. When did we last see anybody lining up to see Obama or Bush or anybody here in this country? and it's not with adoration that we go to well, I wouldn't go across the street to see any of them. But
right.
But
and,
when
and
do
there
we
weren't
see
any
adoration?
Demonstrators.
Right. There are demonstrators behind a fence, a zone where they can't have any free speech, right?
Well, that's what you have now in America. Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
but there, I mean, he was their savior, you know. People have to realize just how far down Germany had sunk after World War I and the Versailles Treaty, how desperate they were, totally enslaved. Their country had just gone to hell in a handbasket. Their money was worthless. There was massive unemployment, 7 million, almost 7 million people unemployed, plus many others were only partly employed at best. There was no economy. There was no hope. They had their parliament was a total basket case of various different parties all going in many different, running off in madly off in many directions. Nobody getting together to do anything to solve the people's problems.
Right.
You know.
And there were 19 different governments just during the 14 years of the Weimar Republic. 19
right.
different governments.
Yes, and they had, you know, 30 or 40 different parties, I believe, too, you know. So with all of their, you know, competing interests and only everybody looking out for themselves, basically, you know, and nobody ever doing anything for the people, making all kinds of promises. But that was the first thing that Hitler said, basically, when he came to power, almost his very first speech. He's, I'm not here to make cheap promises. You know, you're going to mm-hmm. hold me accountable for what I do, or you can get rid of me in 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Indeed.
I'm here.
His,
yeah.
His was more of a movement rather than, the NSDAP was more of a movement rather than a political party. And
right. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the difference.
Yeah, it was a revolution, in a big way. It was a revolution, yet he insisted that everything be done legally and by the book. right until the point where, you know, they were able to legally take power, and then they were going to, you know, get rid of all these other scoundrels.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, and do what needed to be done for the people. You know, it was never about himself. He was not a power hungry man. He was not some rich kid, pampered, you know, any of that stuff, you know.
Right. And he wasn't a Rothschild.
Oh my God. You know, I mean, yeah, I mean, okay, which other Rothschild has gone and served on the front lines of any war, you know?
Exactly.
Come on.
All righty, we're going to take a quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the 5-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Wayne from Canada. His website is justiceforgermans.wordpress.com. He is the editor, translator, and producer of a brand new film called Hitler's Shadow. In the service of the Führer. I always have trouble with that word.
Yeah, it's not an easy one. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, well. I always say, well, the leader or something. But
no, you're doing well with it. You're doing well with it. No.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. All righty. So the thing that really grabs you in the beginning of this film is the fact that you see all of this support, all this adoration, and they're not pretending.
No.
These people are not pretending.
Not at all. Not at all. And, you know, I mean, the Austrians, you know, had to been, they were sitting by all the time that all this progress was being made in Germany. They were sitting by and nothing much was happening there, for them. So they must have been totally envious and wanting to be a part of it, you know, really badly. They've been hoping for change. I mean, they had a guy who was basically a dictator there already and who was doing nothing for them. And, they couldn't wait to get rid of this guy, you know, and he tried to do, to prevent, you know, did everything in his power to prevent the Austrians from having their own say in becoming part of, the German Reich or the Third Reich. He tried to prevent that, and then he came up with this shicky-micky, referendum, a last-minute type of thing. and the people said, no, we're not having any part of that, you know. And they wanted Hitler, you know. I mean, they had been sitting idly by looking at all the progress, as were other countries in Europe. And this is, you know, one of the reasons for World War II, in my opinion, is that he had set such an example to all of the other nations who were still struggling after, you know, with the Great Depression and massive unemployment. And here, Germany was prospering in the midst of all of them. Germany was prospering. The people had were having a good life again, and had things that no other country, civilized country on earth had. The people were getting good wages, fair wages, good working conditions, and benefits, and health care, you know, and. So they were becoming the envy of all the Europeans.
You might as well throw in the United States and Canada and England and all the other countries too, because they were all suffering.
Right. And of course, I mean of the average people, obviously not the elite people. The elite people did not like that whatsoever.
Because
Hitler was showing that it could be done without them and without their banks, without their gold, without their funny money. He proved that it could be done and cut them out.
Right. And with regard to Austria, we really, really, really cannot believe what Kitty Werthmann has been going around saying, because they're still trying to give that official version. No matter what the real history says, we still have the people who are going around refuting it. All righty, we're taking our 60-second top-of-the-hour break. We will be right back after station ID.